Yeah, we lost some good football players, you know, so that's what's always exciting about a new season. We got to find some new guys, you know, and so we've got suspects and prospects, and, you know, it's early, so we'll see what happens when the games start. That's why we have these preseason games, to find out what guys do when the lights come on, you know, because sometimes they change.
What can you tell during the practices as opposed to the games? Games is really when you find out.
Oh, I think you can find out a lot in practice. Number one, you find out about people's work ethic, how hard they work, you know, what kind of passion they have for football, because this is hard. This is hard work, and sometimes it's not fun. So they got to show that, you know, they enjoy the grind. So that's number one, and then I think you can always find out about guys' athletic ability, you know, because we go out there and we try to compete against each other every day, so we try to make comparisons on which guys move better in space, and that's what special teams are.
What value has Johnny provided on special teams?
Johnny Holden?
Yes, sir.
Well, number one, he's fast. He's got one thing that nobody can coach, nobody can teach. He can run fast. And I think the best thing about rookies is they become second-year players. So he's learning a lot of stuff about football. I think he's learned a lot of stuff about life in pro football. So I think... obviously, we're expecting him to be much better this season.
Would you say the last season he was raw and he's advanced?
I think raw is a kind word, okay? I think he was very raw. He just, you know, it's totally different than college football. It's a different game than college football. You know, obviously, a lot of the rules are similar, but, you know, you're playing against men. And the men in this league, you got to be a man. So I think there's a lot of growing up for guys to do when they come out of college.
What's it been like having Cordero in the mix?
It's been great. You know, there's a guy that has a ton of talent. And like we were just talking about, his work ethic is outstanding. He works hard. He wants to be really good. And those guys are fun to coach. Fun guys to coach because you can see him come out here and try to do what we ask him to do, and he's really good at it.
It seems like several your leaders from last year, whether it was Bates or Trebek or Holmes or Jones, aren't a part of this group. Who do you look to for special teams leadership?
Well, you know, I think you got to go to the other guys that have been here, you know, like Jamez Olawale. You know, there's a really solid person. Keith McGill, another guy, it's a real solid person. You got to look at our specialists, the kicker and the punter and the snapper. Those guys have been around a long time, so we ask those guys to be leaders. And I think we'll find out more. That's, to me, is one of the things we'll find out in these games, which guys will step up when, you know, there's some adversity, when something bad happens or something good happens, and how do they react to those things.
Patterson said he's not really like one, like a big leader, rah-rah type of guy, but as far as, like, what type of vocal presence is he?
You're talking about CP?
Yeah.
You know, I think he's a guy that... he leads by example because he's a good worker, you know, and he doesn't have to be a rah-rah guy. And I think he'll speak up when there's a time to speak up. And I think we haven't had any of those times yet. And so I'm excited about having him on our team because I just think he's a pro.
Terrell Davis is inducted in the Hall of Fame today, and there's a story about him where he's a seventh-round draft pick, and basically in Tokyo he went down on a kickoff return and just lit somebody up. And that's how we caught the eye of the team. Is that a well-known story that is told among special teams coaches? And
can you
think of any other instances where you've seen guys do something like that and jump-started careers?
You know, it's interesting you say that because we were playing Denver that year in the preseason. I can't even tell you where I was at. But it was we were watching the preseason games. I had to look him up. Who is Terrell Davis? He made every tackle on their kickoff team. It was like, I don't know where they got this guy, but he is really a good football player. You can see it right away, you know, and so I think about that all the time when they're talking about this guy's a great runner. He's a great football player.
Can you think of anybody, and you've been a lot of different teams, guys that sort of jump-started careers by kind of catching someone's eyes first on special teams?
Well, I think, let's go with Lorenzo Alexander.
Yeah.
You know, there's a guy that, shoot, he's in the top, you know, five sack players this past season, you know, and he made all his bones on special teams. And he started out as a defensive lineman. This guy's just changed his body to be a football player in this league, you know. And now he's a very good linebacker and a really good special teams player. And there was a guy that, you know, he made it because of his effort and his abilities in the kicking game.
What's your thoughts on Mickens? Basically, basically from last year to this year, what kind of improvements has he made and he contributed?
Well, again, that the games will show that, but in practice, he's done a really nice job. We're trying him as a cover player, you know, and always he's going to be, a little bit lacking in the size area, so you always worry about that aspect. But, again, like I've told Jadon, there's nothing he can do about that. That was God's decision. So all he can do is work with what he has, and he's done a great job of working with what he has. And he's really done a nice job in the return game, and I think we have good returners, but he's also a guy that has showed up in practice.
I'm trying to think of an effective, gentle way of asking this question, but you're 6 years old. Your kicker and your holder, or probably long snapper, are in their mid to late 30s. Is the conversation in your room maybe a little different than what happens in other rooms where there's younger specialists and younger coaches?
I think that's a really gentle way of putting it, that we are all old, okay? And we like to look at it as we're all experienced. And so you're right. We have a whole different set of things happen to us in our career that changes our perspective from maybe some of those young guys. So, yeah, the conversation can be very different. And it's a fun conversation because it's fun having these guys that, man, they've seen just about everything you can see. And so and it's amazing is every year in football we see something that we haven't seen. And it's fun talking to those guys like, I have never seen that before. And so we always get a good laugh out of it.
What's your thoughts on Tasker, his chances of getting?
You know, I coached against Steve. He was one of those guys that was fantastic football player. You know, and again, people say, you know, the kicking game is a third of the game. Well, then that should be part of the Hall of Fame, you know, because this guy in Buffalo, now he created a lot of advantages for the Bills. I mean, just by field position, by what he did. And so there's a guy to me that is extremely worthy of consideration to go to the Hall of Fame because he was a difference maker in that area. And that's what the Hall of Fame is supposed to be about.
Seabass has been doing this a long time. Does he have to do anything different to maintain his level of performance?
You know, I think as a guy gets older, I think it's like everybody in life. You know, you got to keep yourself stretching, you got to get, because you get stiffer as you get older, as I well know, so you got to stretch more. I think he's done a nice job of maintaining his weight. He's a heavy lifter, so he's always keeping himself strong. I think, and every year, I think he realizes more and more how important those aspects of his game are, and so he has really worked hard at the physical part, I think. Maybe much more so than he did when he was younger.
I think, if I recall right, is back in June that he credits you for getting more into film work. For actually, did you have to talk him into?
No, I didn't. You know, that's just kind of what we have always done wherever I've been. You know, we watch film with the kickers and the punters and go over their technique and, you know, ways that maybe we can help them a little bit and really just try to be another set of eyes for them because they know what they're looking for, but sometimes right. They don't always see it. So. I think watching film with them is a good way to just give them another perspective from just their own.
Anything strike you yesterday about that 56-yarder?
That it went through. That was the best thing. That's when, out there, all we care about is let's make them. You know, it doesn't matter how it looks. It's just let's make sure they're good.